Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Seder Nashim. There are many things that are forbidden to us by the Torah. The Torah also gives us the ability to make additional things forbidden to us in two different ways: a shavua, an oath, or a neder, a vow. A shavua fundamentally functions through creating a limitation on the person making the oath. I am forbidden to whatever. I am forbidden to eat bread if I make that shavua. This is primarily dealt with in Maseches Shavuos, which is in Seder Nezikin, although it is also referenced in a few different places in Maseches Nedarim because of some similarities between Nedarim and Shavuos. Nedarim, or in singular, a neder, is our topic, right? Maseches Nedarim. And the neder fundamentally functions by changing the halachic status of an object. In the case of nidrei hekdesh, right, which are making something sanctified, that is dealt with primarily in Seder Kodshim, the object becomes sanctified to Hashem and is then brought as a karban or becomes the property of the Beis Hamikdash or in certain cases is given to the Kohen. These holy objects are asur bahana. They are forbidden for anyone to benefit from them because they belong to God. They belong to Hekdesh. With nidrei isur, which is the primary subject of our masechta, the individual can change the halachic status of an object to be forbidden to specific people. He or she can make any object in the world forbidden to himself, or any object that belongs to him, forbidden to others. Now, the full form of a neder is Hare davar zeh asur alai ki karbon. This object, right, this object, this piece of bread, this car, this thing is forbidden to me like a karbon. A karbon is, of course, forbidden for me because a karban is hekdesh, it belongs to Hashem, and it is asur b'hana, it's forbidden for me to get any benefit from it. And so this neder works by attaching the isur hana of a karban to the other object. When I say, hare davar zeh asur alai ki karban, I am attaching the isur hana of the karban to this thing that I wish to make forbidden. And this works because the karban itself is a davar hanadur. Its status of isur hana comes through a neder as well, right? A neder hekdesh. But if one said, this object is forbidden to me like pig, so that would not work. That's not a valid neder because then I'm trying to attach the isur of an object that is objectively forbidden by the Torah to this other object, and you can't do that. I can't attach a neder to something that is intrinsically asur. Now, the full form of a neder is hare davarza, this thing, asur like a karbon, as we've said. But most nedarim use a shorter form, and either a shorter form or a nickname, which we will talk about in the beginning of the Masechta. For example, Konam. Konam is a nickname for Korban. And so one would say in shorthand, Konam davar zeh alai, which really basically means this object is forbidden to me, like a Korban, except that it's abbreviated. Or some other variant which references a davar hanador, something that is forbidden because of a neder, like hekdesh, like a karban. Now, we have seen in earlier masechtos that a husband has the ability to be mayfair, to break the vow of his wife on the day that he hears about it. So too, we've seen that a father has the ability to be mayfair the nedarim of his minor daughter up to the age of 12 and a half. Now, if this happens, if the husband or the father is mayfair the neder, if they break the neder is broken from this point forward. Up until now, it has been forbidden. From the time the woman or the girl made the neder until the moment that the father breaks it, or the husband, it is a valid neder. The husband can only break it going forward. if there is no hafara, right, so if the father or the husband wasn't mefer on that day that they heard, or in cases, of course, where hafara is not an option, like an adult man or an adult woman who is not married, then the neder is fully binding, and violating that neder is violating an iser d'oraisa. It's a biblical commandment. Now, there is one additional way out if one made a neder. One can go to a chacham, a rabbi, especially well-versed in the laws of nedarim, or instead of going to this single expert rabbi, to a bezdin of three, even if they are not specifically experts in nedarim, and under certain circumstances, the noder, the person who made the neder, can get hatara. Hatara is the unbinding of a neder. Unlike hafara of the husband or the father, which breaks the neder going forward, hafara unbinds it. It completely undoes the neder retroactively, so there never was a neder in the first place. Now, Masechet Nedarim deals with all of this. It deals with the rules of Nedarim, including how these Nedarim are made, how they apply, the laws of hafara of the husband or father, or hatara of a chacham or a bezdin, and all of that will be dealt with in the upcoming program of Masechet Nedarim.